Hello. All right. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here tonight to talk about an exciting subject. We have two, big ticket items. There's science, which we all know and love, and then the new kid on the block is AI, and we're going to be talking a little bit about how these two interact and how you could either ask it as a question, how is AI revolutionizing science, or you could just make the assertion that AI is revolutionizing science. And I think hopefully by the end you might agree that that's actually the case. So let's jump in. This is a plot at the very beginning that just shows the number of papers in science in different science areas. So there's material science, chemistry, and physics that use or talk about AI or machine learning. I'll also use that word. So AI, artificial intelligence, but I'll just be saying AI for most of the talk. And you see from the left part of the plot is 2000 to 2020, and somewhere around the 2016 or so, you see this very strong uptick in the number of papers that are using referring to or using AI or machine learning. So I'm going to try to talk about why is this the case? What does this mean? How did we get there? And that's kind of the subject of the talk. But before we get going, I want to kind of ground everything and do a little level setting on some terms and some concepts and things. So we're going to be talking about AI and science. And I thought to get going, we could do a little bit of word association and just think about what kind of words come up. And so I'm going to start with science because hopefully that one's a little bit more familiar. And it would be fun to do it as a crowd participation, but with the audio, I don't know that that's going to work. So I want you to just think to yourself, what kind of words come to mind when you think about science? And maybe more specifically, think about the process of doing science, like the scientific method. Okay, so I've asked a few people this question. And so one kind of word you might think of is to observe, right? A classic thing. Another might be hypothesis, or somewhat of a synonym of hypothesis is a theory. Maybe a theory is a little bit more, stood the test of time a little bit more than your average hypothesis. And then there's ideas of making predictions, right? You're going to make a prediction to hopefully your theory tells you what might happen. Maybe you do an experiment, you collect some data,